This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Eat plants, live longer, as new study finds 22% drop in death risk with planet-based diets. A new Spanish study shows people who stick to the planetary health diet cut their risk of death by 22%. The Mediterranean diet comes close. Both dramatically reduce environmental impact. Time to rethink what's on your plate. In a world literally gasping with dietary confusion and life anxiety, science just served up a double shot of clarity. Eat more plants, live longer, and stop trashing the planet while you're at it. The findings, led by Dr. Mercedes Sotos Prieto from the Autonomous University of Madrid and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, dissected the health and environmental impact of two diets, the 2019-born Planetary Health Diet, PhD, and the Classic Mediterranean. The result? Both are nutritional powerhouses, slashing mortality risk and dramatically reducing the eco-footprint of your plate. Put simply, less meat, more life. Let's get one thing straight. This isn't about nibbling lettuce while hugging trees. The PhD is a scientifically designed eating pattern, heavy on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and unsaturated oils. Animal products and added sugars are more of a garnish than a main event. The Mediterranean diet. It's a sun-drenched mix of seasonal vegetables, legumes, grains, and olive oil, with fish and dairy in the wings and red meat politely shown the door. The researchers crunched data from over 11,000 Spanish adults and found those who stuck closely to the PhD had a 22% lower risk of death from any cause. Mediterranean diet followers came in at 21%. Yes, that's right. A plate of beans and broccoli could save your life. But this isn't just a personal health win. The planet's taking notes too. Both diets performed better than the average eater when it came to greenhouse gas emissions and land use. In fact, the biggest villains were exactly what you'd expect, dairy and meat. The same steaks and cheese boards racking up cholesterol also rack up emissions. The study summed it up clearly. Higher adherence to both diets was similarly associated with lower all-cause mortality and with comparable low environmental impact. In other words, we don't need to invent new food, we just need to go back to plants, fast. So here's your cheat sheet, less moo, more legumes. Swap the steak for lentils, the butter for olive oil, and the planet, and probably your doctor, will thank you. This isn't just a lifestyle trend. It's survival science. Eat like the future depends on it, because it does. Audio sponsors link is at bottom of article.